Stranded, Chapter 6. Vanessa stared at the dead phone in her hand for a long time. She knew there was no way to get the commander back on the line. But that seemed unacceptable. There had to be a way somehow. But of course there wasn't. "So what now?" Carter was the first to say. "I think we should stay put," Buzz spoke up. "That's what they always say you should do when you're lost, right?" "We're not at the mall, Buzz," Carter said. "And they don't even know where we are." "We have to find Dexter and Joe," Vanessa interrupted. Everyone stopped to look at her. "What do you mean?" Carter said. "How do you even know they're here?" "They've got to be," Vanessa said. "If they weren't, that meant she was the oldest one here, and that meant she was supposed to know what to do. It was one thing to be in charge of the house for a few hours on a Friday night or to watch over Jane while their parents went to a movie. This was something else entirely, as in life and death. They're probably 100 miles from here by now," Carter insisted. "You didn't see what I saw. That storm blew them away faster than..." Vanessa cut him off with a glare. "We'll find them," she said. She knew he wasn't trying to scare Jane, but Carter did this kind of thing all the time, talking first and thinking later. Or not thinking at all. She looked him in the eye, then over at Jane and back again. "Yeah, okay," he said. "You're right. Let's start looking." Jane held up her hand as if they were at school. "I'm thirsty," she said. "Like super thirsty." "Actually, me too," Carter said. "Me three," Buzz said. He was the closest to the galley sink and tried the faucet. Nobody was too surprised when nothing came out. The crash had done a lot of damage to the boat. "There's got to be water somewhere," Vanessa said. "A tank or something." "There is," Carter said. He was already at the galley table, moving more junk out of the way. "Give me a hand here." Carter knew exactly what to do next. Uncle Dex had shown them practically everything there was to know about the boat on the first day. "The water's right here," he said. He went to the U-shaped bench around the table and lifted the long center seat straight off. A large, heavy-duty plastic tank took up most of the space underneath. "My brother's a genius," Jane crowed. "I don't know about that," Carter said, but he liked hearing it all the same. It wasn't that often that someone called him smart. "Okay, genius, how do we get in there?" Vanessa asked. "Can't be that hard," he said. "The tank was meant to be lightweight for sailing. We just need something to cut through that plastic, like a big knife or..." "Or an axe," Buzz said. Already he was unclipping the small axe that hung on the wall next to the fire extinguisher. "That'll do," Carter grinned as he took it in his hands. This was the kind of thing you'd get yelled at for even thinking about at home. Now there was no choice. "Be careful," Vanessa said. "I'll be okay," he told her. "I meant be careful with the tank. That's our only water." Carter nodded. He hadn't thought about that, but if there was one thing he had, it was good aim. He wasn't a 2-time Little League All-Star pitcher for nothing. He pointed the tip of the axe at the blade at the top middle of the big plastic container so he wouldn't miss. Everyone seemed to hold their breath as he raised the axe halfway to his shoulder and brought it down. Hard, but not too hard. The corner of the blade punctured the tank on the first swing. It didn't take long after that. With half a dozen more chops, Carter opened up a triangle-shaped hole big enough to reach through. Soon, they were all dipping cups inside and drinking their fill. Buzz found a dry box of granola bars, too, and they all gobbled those down. As soon as they had, it was as if everyone's thoughts turned back to Dex and Joe at the same time. "The sooner we can find them, the sooner we can get out of here," Vanessa said. "Let's get moving." There were no arguments there. The four of them moved back up the galley steps as a group, ready to step off the deck of the Lucky Star for the first time in 5 days.